Bank of Cardiff, this is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Velma. Willett.
Hi, Velma. It's Jeremiah. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. I just kind of wanted to give you an update on what's going on here. First of all, I want to make sure you don't have any current loans out right now, right? You paid off Swift?
Right. We paid
okay.
it off.
Okay. So, I know you recently told me that it's been hard for you guys to get an approval just, you know, because you're going through a tough time. You've had some negative balances, and it's been an issue. Am I correct?
Right.
So I've been working my butt off and told you I would try my best to try to get you an approval, and I actually got you an approval.
Really?
So it's not.
Kind
so here's
cry.
Here's the thing. Well, I've been. Let me tell you, I've had your file as a top priority here, working on it, and it's an introductory approval. So this could help you out in a lot of ways.
Okay.
Basically, if you use this approval and obviously it goes well and you fix your bank statements where a lot of them instead get rid of those negatives and start having a lot of positive days, that's
okay.
all you need is positive days. And then we can work on renewing this approval and getting you maybe twice or three times as much.
Okay.
Okay, so I got you approved for $10,400.
Okay.
Okay, and this is going to be through your credit card merchant transactions.
Okay.
The payback on that $10,000 would be a total of $14,768. How it would work is basically they'll take 22% of whatever your credit card transactions are for the day.
Okay.
Okay, and so they guesstimated it'll be about 8 months it'll take you to pay it off. But if this goes well in about 3 to 4 months, you can give me a call, or I'll call you, and I'll kind of monitor your file, and we can try to get you more.
Okay.
Okay. So, how does it sound?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. What I'll need from you is I'm going to need a driver's license. I'm going to need your business license and a voided check of the bank account that you sent me.
Okay. Okay.
So for right now, that should be all I need. As soon as I get that information from you, I will send you out documents. Now, it's already 3:50, 6:50. The documents may be sent out to you tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Okay, so what we're going to try to do is finish everything by tomorrow and hopefully get you funded. Oh, it's tomorrow, Friday, huh? All right,
yeah,
so let's try to work hard on this. If you can get me all this stuff as soon as possible. And I will try to somehow get the docs tonight. If I can get them tonight, I'll send them out to you tonight.
Okay.
If I don't, it'll be first thing in the morning, and you'll have to just be on top of it.
Okay. I'll do my best because it's Friday. And
yeah, no, I get it.
I'll keep an eye on my emails and do it that way. And I'll fax these right over because I already have these copies already done from what I
perfect.
Have for Swift, so.
And then do you have a copy of the lease that you have for the rent that you're paying for your business?
I don't have rent.
Oh, a mortgage, right. Do you have a copy of the mortgage?
No, I don't know where that would be at this.
Or something showing that you're up to date?
I have to check what I can.
Okay.
I don't know. Everything is all over the place right now.
No worries. See if you can find something that's going to show me that you're up to date on that. Let's see. And then if I need anything else, what's a number that I can call you to get a hold of you?
Well, it would be the 207-868-5006.
Okay, got it.
And if I'm not answering it, that means I'm not in the office, and it's going to be a fax machine. So
okay.
That's my office number.
Okay, great. If I need anything else from you, I will let you know. But for right now, just get me those things that I requested. If you're having a hard time with the mortgage there, just get me what you can, and
okay.
We'll take it from there.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, Velma.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Joanne.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.